你们猜今天是我受浸多少周年？
You guys want to take a guess how long I've been baptized?
哦，我不晓得 Silicon Valley 还有这号人物。今年是我49年哈。
49th year anniversary of my baptism.
啊，谢谢你们给我的鼓励，因为49年前我受浸谈话没有通过。
Thank you for your encouragement. I remember very, very vividly that I didn't pass the interview for a baptism.
所以对我们全家是很震惊的事情。
It was something that shook everyone at home.
所以我的哥哥去跟我打保票。
So my brother went and supported me, vows for me.
至少不是 bail for me 哈。Anyway, 结果我再考一次，结果就通过了。
So they actually let me take the exam again or the interview again. I actually passed.
所以恭喜你们，你们一次就过了。
So congratulate all of you. You guys passed on the very first time.
感谢主哈，那所有考试没过的不要担心，将来神会呼召你们。
Praise the Lord for those of you who didn't pass your interview. Don't worry, knows that God's going to call you someday.
就是罪人主的怜悯，让我能够考试没过，居然可以出来服侍他。
With such sinners like myself, I haven't passed my baptism interview yet. I can come out and serve the Lord this way.
刚才于师母说的，今天是一个大喜的日子。
Pastor Nancy shared earlier that today is a day of great joy.
因为对我们来说，很多都是我们今天的第一次啊。
Because there are a lot of firsts for us today.
我们第一次把受浸聚会改成在早上举行。
It's the very first time for us as a church where we conduct the baptismal service first thing in the morning.
也是我们第一次让受浸跟擘饼放在一起。
And the very first time we put baptism and communion together on the same day.
因为这两件事情等于是在我们新约圣徒里面所有的聚会里面最宝贵的两个。
And these two elements are the most precious elements within the gathering of the saints in the New Testament.
因为他们都是特别能够见证我们跟主联合的聚会。
Because they particularly testify of our union with Jesus Christ.
受浸就是与主同死同复活。
And baptism, we are buried with Christ, and we resurrect with Christ.
擘饼聚会，我们借着吃主喝主与主联合。
And our time of communion, through eating of this bread and drinking of this cup, we acknowledge that we are united with Christ.
同样的，这两个聚会也是最能够见证教会的一。
And at the same time, these two particular components testify of the oneness of his church.
等一下我们会讲到他们受浸也要归入基督的身体。
And we'll talk about the fact that when they are baptized into the body of Christ.
那同样的，我们在这里吃饼喝杯，我们人虽多，我们却是同领一个饼。
At the same time, though we are many, but we are partaker of the one bread.
所以见证我们在主面前真的是在一个身体里面啊。
So again, to testify the fact that we are in the one body.
所以我们今天要讲这，因为时间非常短，我们等一下要受浸聚会，所以我觉得再帮忙复习一下受浸的意义对我们来说。
I want to take some time just to review for all of us the purpose and the meaning of baptism.
我知道在座很多弟兄姊妹都早就受浸了，虽然不见得像我49年啊。
And I know many of you have been baptized for a long time, perhaps not 49 years.
但是受浸带给我的祝福，到我今天都还在享受它。
But the blessings that this baptism has brought into my life, I'm still enjoying today.
受浸属灵的意义，甚至在属灵的征战上，我到今天仍然可以用它。
The spiritual significance and the purpose of baptism, even in the spiritual battle that I face today, I'm still using it today.
所以千万不要以为受浸只是我今天做的一件事就一件事的，它一辈子都影响我们。
So please do not think baptism is just something that I went through today.But it should impact us for the rest of our lives.
所以我们很快的简单复习一下受浸的意义。
So very quickly, we want to review what is the purpose and the meaning of baptism.
我就从三个角度简单的复习一下。
And from three particular aspects, I will just point review baptism.
虽然我经文放在纲要上放了很多，但是你们不要担心，这些都是大家很熟的经文。
There are a lot of verses in your outline. Please do not worry. You should be familiar with all of them.
我分三个点讲。第一个，受浸在这里是它是一个宣告我的信仰。
And the first of all, baptism is a confession of my personal faith.
我们在这里，神的儿女们是像一台戏演给天使观看的。
The children of God, we are like a play that is displayed for the angels to see and to watch.
所以，当我今天在这里受浸的时候， 我不光是在向世人向我的家人做见证我归入了基督
So when I am baptized today not only am I testifying to my families and to the world that I belong to Christ
同样的我们也是在对万有对宇宙对这些天使们宣告我从此以后是属于基督的人
But at the same time we are proclaiming we're confessing to all creation to the hosts in heaven above and even to the demons that I now belong to Christ
所以在这里耶稣他非常看重我们在这里的宣告
So Jesus esteemsOur confession.
很多人愿意信耶稣，但是不愿意受浸。
A lot of people who will believe in Jesus, but they won't want to be baptized.
啊，他做个 undercover.
They want to be like an undercover Christian.
当做一个便衣的基督徒，没有人认出来就好了。
Be a Christian that no one can recognize.
他觉得我心里面信就好了。
They feel that as long as I believe with my heart,
我只要心里面信仰是内心的，我只要心里信，为什么外面要有仪式呢
？So faith is something internal. Then why do I need to have a display externally?
当人把它只是当作一个仪式的时候，它就失去了它的意义和价值。
When people treat it as a formality or some particular event, then it has lost its purpose and meaning.
但是当我们真认识受浸的真意的时候，受浸这个仪式就这它太有意义了。
But when we truly understand the purpose of baptism, then baptism is full of meaning.
我相信受浸的老这个浸前班的老师都跟你们打过比方，就是你不能光讲男女相爱就好，不需要结婚。
And I think all your teachers for your baptismal classes have all made this illustration. It is not sufficient for two people just be in love and they don't have to get married.
虽然这是美国现在离婚率下降的原因之一哈，就是人都不结婚了，反正就没有离婚率了。
Divorce rate is because most people don't get married anymore.
然后我们相爱就好了，合就合，不合就再换一个。
As long as we love one another, that's fine. But if we don't work out, it's okay. We'll find another.
我相信我们成熟一点，认真一点，对待人生的都不会这样去看
他的。And I trust as we mature in life, we will look at this thing very differently.
我不仅仅彼此相爱，我要在众人面前有一个见证，有一个宣告。从此我属于他，他属于我。没有别人可以来干涉的。
Not only do we love one another that we know we love each other, but we have this proclamation for everyone to see that I belong to her and she belongs to me, no one else.
所以主耶稣也非常在乎我们体谅他的爱，接受他的爱，感激他的爱。
Jesus also similarly very much cares about the fact that we long and we love and we care about his love.
然后我们能够在众人的面前很勇敢地宣告说，我从此属于他。
And we can very boldly stand before all men and say, from this day forward, I belong to him.
所以马太福音第十章在那里讲到，凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他。
So Matthew chapter 10 says, therefore whoever confessed me before men,Him I also will confess before my Father who is in heaven.
你不要以为耶稣讲这句话是因为他自卑哈，说你们要认我，你不认我，我就不认你。
I don't think Jesus has this low self-esteem in the sense that, hey, you guys got to acknowledge me or else I'm not going to acknowledge you.
我两个儿子读小学的时候，有时候不太愿意陪他们去学校，因为我那时脸肿得很大。
My two sons, when they were still in elementary school, sometimes I don't want to take them to school because I still had a big tumor on my face.
因为我不希望他们在同学面前被同学们嘲笑他。
And I didn't want them to be mocked before their friends.
那是我自卑。
that's my low self-esteem.
所以我不愿意让他在同学面前有为难。
So I didn't want.In my head, I don't want my kids to be troubled before their friends.
我也决定相信，在座很多你们这些高科技的这个青年人，可能你们的父母亲因为时代的关系、环境的关系，没有受过很好的教育。
And I know there are many of us who are sitting here. You're very highly educated, but looking at your parents, they may not have the same opportunity where they are educated the same way.
所以有一些父母亲就不愿意进到你的social life 里面，因为怕。让你觉得 embarrassed.
Sometimes maybe our parents feel like they don't feel as comfortable enter into your social life because they don't want to embarrass you.
我们绝对不可以有这种心态的。
We cannot have this kind of hard attitude.
父母亲那么爱我们。
Our parents they love us so much.
他们受的环境，他们的时代背景，让他们如果没有办法这样子受到高等教育，但是我们心里面绝对不能瞧不起他们。
Their time and their culture did not give them the opportunity to be educated the same way we are, so we cannot despise them.
但是这里不是耶稣的意思
But this is not what Jesus meant.
耶稣才不自卑呢。
Jesus has no issue
with self-esteem. 他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
而且他已经得了荣耀，已经进了荣耀去了。
And he has already been glorified into glory.
整个万有都在他的底下。
And all creation is under his dominion.
那今天为什么我们会在人面前不认他呢
？So yet, how come we would not confess him before man today?
表示我们对他的认识，我们对他的信心不是不够真实。
It's not. our faith and our knowledge of Him is not real enough.
所以喜欢我们借着受浸在这里勇敢的宣告，这是见证我们的信心的。
So this act of baptism is to testify of our faith in Jesus Christ.
我应该高兴得不得了，荣耀得不得了，我是属神的人。
We ought to rejoice and full of glory because I now belong to God.
万有的主宰是我的老爹。
The creation of the universe, he's my dad.
耶稣基督他这样子的爱我，为我舍己，我现在归给他。
Jesus Christ has loved me to such a degree, now I belong to him.
所以从前有一个弟兄在我们中间，这个20多年前，他有一次做过一个见证。
There was a brother amongst us 20 years ago. He gave this testimony.
他说他换了工作到圣迈克去啊，这个我不晓得圣迈克现在还在不在。不在了哈啊！那你们年轻人不知道什么叫上麦克，没关系啊。
This brother went to a company 20 years ago, no longer exists today.
啊，他那时候在公司里面新上班，大家一起出去吃饭。
He started working and he's a new hire, so everybody went out to have lunch.
他不好意思低头谢饭。
He was embarrassed to bow his head.
我相信我们很多人可能有过这样子的经验啊。
And perhaps we all have similar experiences, right?
最常做的就是拔下眼镜、戳眼镜的时候，在那边赶快谢饭祷告。
And oftentimes we take off our glasses, we'll clean our glasses, and that be our time of prayer.
这个会心的微笑都是大概都有经验了哈。
Those of you who smile and kind of, you know, you probably have the same thing that you've done.
他就当他抬起头来。
And when he lifted up his head,
他发现他中间一个同事。戴着一个耳环。
He noticed that there was a colleague among them who only had a single earring.
对不起，我在这一方面比较 behind 一点。那个时候，这是见证你是同性恋的。
So in that time and that culture is to let everybody know that I'm homosexual.
现在只戴一个耳环的，我不知道是不是还是有同样的意思。但是他就在这里表明我是一个同性恋者。
Today is probably doesn't carry the same connotation, but back then that's what it meant.
二十多年前
about 20 some years ago,
还没有那么多人像现在这么勇敢的在这里说我那样公开表达的
and certainly at that time nobody as bold as they are today in proclaiming their sexual preference
所以他心里面主就光照他你看看别人都敢这样子在别人面前
and so the Holy Spirit immediately spoke to him and said look he is willing toLet everybody know who he is.
你是我的儿子，你居然是这个样子。
You are my son, yet you are afraid.
所以他说，从那天被主责备以后，每一次跟同事吃饭，他都安安静静的先谢饭祷告。
So ever since the Lord reminded him on that day, every time he comes with his colleagues, he will quietly, he will bow his head, he will pray.
我们应该这么骄傲，我成为属天君王的儿女。
We should be extremely prideful about the fact that we are children of the living God.
我们会巴不得想跟人家做见证，我有一个不一样的身份和地位。
And we want to testify with others that I have a different position, I have a different stature now.
这是我们对我们信仰的这个把握。
And this is the certainty of our faith that we have.
而且在这里也讲到受浸跟相信其实是一体的两面它不能分割的
We talk about the fact that baptism and faith they are two sides of the same coin You can't separate them
马可福音十六章特别说信而受洗的必然得救
Mark 16 says he who believes and is baptized will be saved
那这两个是不能分的
You can't separate these two things
你真相信你就一定会愿意照着主的话说受浸归于他
If you truly believe then you will be baptized in his name and belong to him
但是如果你没有真相信而你只是受浸的话，这个受浸不会救你的。
And I will tell you, clarify that if you have not yet believed and you say, I want to go through baptism, this baptism is not going to save you.
受浸之所以有意义，是因为我真相信了他。
A baptism has its meaning because it's grounded on the fact that I believe in Him.
所以在神学上有一个 term 叫做 believer's baptism， 就是。真正相信重生得救人的受浸才有意义、啊。
This is a theological term called believer's baptism that only when those who truly believe in Jesus Christ then does their baptism have significance.
所以为什么在我们这个教会我们不 practice 我们也不认同为婴儿施洗、啊、
And this is the reason why we don't have infant baptism in our church.
因为他根本不能分辨是非他也没有理性成熟到出于他自己的觉知
Because he's not at the point where he has the ability to acknowledge what is truth and also make a choice for himself.
不要说婴儿不做了，我们教会的原则上是十二岁。
And not to say infants, but our church principle is at the age of 12, do we begin to consider someone for baptism?
我们没有绝对圣经的标准，但是我们却认为一个孩子到了十二岁，应该是他心智比较成熟，可以自己做决定的时候。
This is not a biblical standard. But from the leadership, from the church leading from the Lord, we think that by the time a kid reaches the age of 12, he should have the capacity, he or she should have the capacity to make such a decision.
所以我们特别在这里讲哈，那个受浸本身不能够叫我们得救。
So again, we want to emphasize, baptism in itself cannot save you.
所以彼得前书三章二十一节也说到这个洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽它因为它本身不能够洁净我们。
So 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us a baptism is not the removal of the filth of the flesh.
它在我们身上之所以有功效是因为我们信了耶稣接受了他的救赎让我们在神面前有无愧的良心。
It is effective because through our faith in Jesus Christ, now through baptism, we may have a clear conscience before God.
这个时候受浸才有意义。
But then it makes sense for you to be baptized.
当然马可福音16章信而受洗的必然得救。我相信如果我们看过像黎托森弟兄的一些信息他这里讲到得救说是把我们从世界里面救出来
And Mark chapter 16 when it says believe and be baptized you'll be saved a brother Watchman Nee says this salvation talks about us being separated from the world
就是当你真的信耶稣而且受浸以后
When you believe in Jesus when you are baptized
其实不光你自己经历到你被埋葬了你再也不一样了
Not only do you truly experience that you are now buried it should be different
你的朋友基本上也是把你给埋了
Your friends should probably have buried you as well.
就像以前打麻将三缺一的时候，他可能会打电话叫你。
And when they play mahjong, maybe they'll call you and say, "Hey, would you come and play with us?"
我们还缺一个人，就是三缺一哈，你们。
We need three people to play, so we need one more. Can you come? Huh? Will you guys play mahjong? You know the rules better than I do, okay.
如果你受浸了，他还三天两头的都打电话就来找你过来的话，表示你有问题了。
If after baptism they still continue to call you and say, "Would you come and play with us?" Maybe there's a problem there.
最多只能第一次，他因为不晓得他又打来了，你就跟他说，我现在信耶稣了，我再也不会玩这些了。
Maybe once they'll call you because they didn't know that you were baptized, but now they know that you are. You say, "I believe in Jesus." I'm staying away from that stuff.
你知道我将近四十年前在美国读研究所，三十多年前，我们那个时候不像现在有网络
About 30 some years ago, almost 40 years ago, I came to the States to study. There was no internet at the time.
所以那个时候很多同学来到美国，对这种美国的这种放纵的方式有他们不同的想法，他们都要跑出去，跑到酒吧，跑到什么去看 X 级电影的。
And so when the students when they come to the States to study, they have a different mindset concerning the openness of the culture at the time. So they all flooded to the bars or to X movie theaters.
你发现平常大家吃饭一起聊天可以，可是碰到要去城里面看这些的时候，我们查经班所有的弟兄姊妹不会被人家敲门的。
And so when we go out to have meals together, they'll invite us. But whenever they want to go to events like that, often you discover every brother and sister who is part of the Bible study, nobody ever gets invited.
我们从来没有发信，有没有跟他们讲说你们不可以来敲团契的弟兄姊妹，他们自动就不会来敲门。
We never told anybody to not to invite brother and sister to go to these events. Automatically, they stop inviting them from going.
这是弟兄说的哈，这个当你真正在这里表明你是一个基督徒，你是属神的人，其实也帮助我们从世界里面分别出来。
So this is what Brother Watchman is talking about. The fact that you declare that I belong to Christ also it saves you. That you are now separated from the world. You have no part in the world.
同样，我也对青年人有一些鼓励哈。你在学校里面，同学如果做一些不该做的事情，都会来找你的话，你也应该在主面前要好好祷告。
Young people have the same encouragement for you. If you're in school, you're in school environment.If you know they're doing something that is not godly, and they come and invite you to be partakers of it, you really need to pray about this.
好，那我们看第二个受浸的第二个意义，在这里见证我所得到的救恩。
Secondly, the significance of baptism is to testify of the salvation that I've received.
我把你们进前班的顺序稍微对调了一下哈，那个跟
于师母交通以后。Of the class material.
我从三个角度讲，一个从新的生命，第二个从新的生活，第三个从新的关系和地位来讲。
A new life, a new way, a lifestyle, and then a new position.
在这里见证我所得的救恩。第一件事情，我得到一个新，我见证我得到了一个新的生命。
And I testify of the salvation of the new life that I've now received.
不是说你们今天受浸才得新生命。
It is not that today when you are baptized, you receive a new life.
所以我们常常有的时候说庆祝他们生日，所以买了蛋糕给他们。其实他们的生日是在真正觉知信主悔改重生的那一天，他就已经生日了。
A lot of time we have a cake to celebrate this day as they're baptized, but this is really not the day of their spiritual birth.It is the day that you believed unto Jesus and gave your life to Him.
今天只是做的借着受浸，我在这里见证，在这里表明我所得到的。
Today, through baptism, I am testifying what I have already received within.
啊，他在这里讲到我已经归入了基督的死和基督的复活。
It speaks of the fact that I am already united.And I've entered into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以我们一起来读今天背诵经文，这是所有受浸的人，不光是今天要受浸的，曾经受浸的，我们都需要对这节经文非常非常的熟悉。
Let's read our memorization verse together. We should all be familiar with these verses for those who are baptized today and for those who've been baptized.
我们同声用中文读一遍，然后同声用英文读一遍。
Let's read it together in Chinese first and then in English together after.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his deathTherefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
好，我想光这一节的圣经已经就很清楚地表明一件事
情。I think these verses very clearly spoken.
中文能够非常把那样子的一个味道表达出来，就是岂不知。
The words "Do you not know" or "Do you not know"?
怎么可以不知道呢
？How can you not know this?
怎么不可以知道太阳永远是从东方出的，它不会从西边出来的
？How can you not know that the sun always rises from the east? It will never come up from the west.
怎么会不知道？你走到悬崖，你再继续走会掉下去呢
？How can you not know that if you walk beyond the cliff, you're going to fall to your death?
所以保罗在这里用这么强的字眼。就提醒我们，他说：“你岂不知道，你受洗归入基督，是受洗归入他的死吗
？”And so Paul says with the same language, "Do you not know that when you're baptized into Christ, you're baptized into His death?"
所以你们的老师有没有告诉你今天你们要干嘛
？So did your teachers tell all of you guys what you guys are doing today?
今天是你们的安息聚会，知道吗
？Today is your memorial service, burial.
就准备把你们给埋了。
So today is the day that we're going to bury you.
真的准备好了。
Are you ready?
而且死得越快，跑得越快啊！就属灵的路上。
Okay, the quicker you die, the quicker you'll be able to run on your spiritual journey.
而且你死得彻底，你将来活得痛快。
The more thorough your death today, the more you will enjoy the life that is to come.
今天很多基督徒活得很辛苦，就是要死不活。
A lot of Christians today, they have such a hard time living this Christian life because they're half dead.
你知道要死不活其实很辛苦的。
It's very, very difficult to be half dead.
我亲自看过很多人。Pass away, 就是去世，在我的眼前去世。
I've actually seen a lot of people that have passed away or died before my eyes.
那很多人到了最后那个关口的时候，那个气呼不上来，像窒息一样，他非常的痛苦。
And I've seen people who's drawing that last breath. They have a very difficulty in bringing that last breath. And I see the pain that they go through.
所以医生这个时候常常需要用一些吗啡帮助他减轻他痛苦，或是让他舒服一点，赶快走掉。
So the doctor will give him administer morphine to help him calm their pain.That they may quickly just pass.
所以当你这样要死不活，拖他个三个月半年，那是很辛苦的事。
For someone in that condition, where they're on the verge of dying for 3 months, it's a very hard time for them to endure.
不要说基督徒，如果你要死不活三年、三十年、四十年
，Not to say for a Christian for 30 years, 40 years, you're always on that verge of being half dead.
那真的是非常痛苦的事情。
It is a very painful.
所以保罗在这里说岂不知，你为什么会不知道？
So that's why Paul says, do you not know? How can you not know?
所以当你真正被埋到水里面去的时候，
when you're truly entered and buried into this water,
这是表明我跟基督一同埋了。
It's to signify that I am buried with Christ.
只是因为它是一个表号，它是一个象征性的，所以我们马上把你拿起来。
And yes, though it is only to signify, it's a typology, so then again we pull you back up.
但是其实就的救恩来说，这是表示我跟基督已经同埋了。
But concerning the issue of salvation, you are buried completely with Christ.
那谁会从坟墓里面出来？
Can anybody come out of the grave?
那世人都会说是鬼，对不对？
And everybody say, yeah, that you gotta be a ghost.
以前小的时候，我们家是住在坟墓旁边的，这个窦弟兄应该知道。
Our house, when I was growing up, we lived right next to a cemetery.
有时候在学校补习晚了，回家的时候骑脚踏车经过呢，就看到萤火会追的哈。
And at the middle of the night, after I'm done with my studies, I'm riding my bike home. I actually see fire going in the graveyard.
那为什么每次骑脚踏车经过 graveyard 的时候，我们都要唱需要耶稣，需要耶稣
？And as I was growing up, every time I was riding through the graveyard, I would sing the hymn, "I need Jesus, I need Jesus."
需要耶稣啊！我上厕所也需要这个经过坟墓也需要。
And every time I go through the graveyard, and there happened to be an outhouse there, I find myself singing even as I'm going.
因为信心不够，怕有人从里面想不开跑出来。
And I have not sufficient faith at the time. I thought somebody may probably jump out.
所以我们的观念都是怕鬼。
And we all, our concept growing up, so we're
afraid of ghosts. 但是圣经里面真正能够从死亡出来的，就表示复活。
And script, biblically, those who can come out of death,
我原有的生命死了，现在出来的不是我的生命，乃是基督的生命。
My life has died. Now, when I resurrect, what comes out is the life of God, life of
Christ. 所以现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道这是一件太伟大的救恩。为什么我说到今天我都还可以用它？
Brothers, this is the reason why I say to this very day I can understand and utilize this notion of salvation.
当我失败了，当我软弱了，当我跌倒了，我里面想到在我里面有一个永远得胜的生命。
When I messed up, when I fail, when I stumble,I still remember there's a victorious life within me.
当我碰到一些环境是我胜不过的，这个难处大到我没办法解决。
And when I come into circumstances where the troubles and the difficulties goes beyond my strength.
当我碰到一些人，我从心里面讨厌他，我没办法跟他在一起。
When I come across people that in my heart I really dislike them, I don't want to be with them.
什么东西能够让我能够胜过这一切我不喜欢的环境？
What can enable me to overcome all of these things that I do not like?
什么力量能够让我去面对这些从前面对不了的难处？
What power can enable me to face all these challenges that I could not face?
因为在我里面不再是我，乃是基督了。
Because I know in me it is no longer I but Christ who lives.
我从前是一个老土鸡的老母鸡的生命，走路那么辛苦，走路那么辛苦。
I had the life of a hen that it was so hard just for me to tread on the ground.
但是圣经上却告诉我，重新得救，我能够像鹰展翅上腾。
But the scripture tells that the moment that we are saved, the life within is like an eagle that is soaring in the sky.
你看一个老鹰要飞过喜马拉雅山，它可能最多三分钟就飞过去了。
For an eagle to fly over a peak of the Himalayas, maybe 3 minutes, he'll overcome that peak.
你叫一只母鸡去跑跑看。
You tell a hen, get over the hill.
大概没有一只可以跑过去的。
Not a single one can overcome that hill.
对不对？没有一只可以跑过去。
Not one, right?
那你就算他没有雪地，没有冰天雪地，他真的让他跑，他也要跑个三天三夜，大概才过去。
Even without the snow, without the harshness of the storm, it would take him at least 3 days, 3 nights, right?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这叫做新的生命。
Brothers, this is what's called the newness of this life.
这个新的生命在我们的生命里面，我们怎么样子来运用它
？This life in us, how do we allow it to live, utilize it?
有一个小孩子，他刚刚信主啊。
There's a child who just was newly saved.
他很小啊。
He was very young.
有一天他去教会聚会的时候。
One day while he's on his way to church.
他的爷爷那天没去，就给了他两个硬币啊。
His grandpa didn't go that day, so the grandpa gave him 2 coins.
一个带去奉献，一个留给你自己。
He said one is for you to offer, one is for you to keep.
所以小孩子就跑去了。
So the little kid he ran.
等到他聚会回来的时候，爷爷就问他。
When he came home, his grandpa asked him.
他说我给你的钱你拿去奉献没有？
Did I give you the money that I gave you to offer, did you offer it?
他说有。
He says yes.
所以这个爷爷就很好奇，因为他看到这个小家伙跑掉的时候，有一个空影从他口袋掉出来了。
And so as this little boy was running away, the grandpa noticed that there was a coin that fell out of his pocket.
他就很好奇，他真的会拿去另外一个去奉献吗？
So before the grandpa noticed that this boy, before he went to church, this coin had fell. One of the coin had fell out.
他那个小孙子就跟他做见证，他说我要去奉献的时候啊。
And so his grandson told him when I was about to go offer.
原来一个口袋一个的，他说我伸手到口袋里面一摸。只剩下一个了，我就跟耶稣说 ，sorry， 他说你的那个掉了。
And so the little boy says, I reached into my pocket, I noticed it was only one, so I told Jesus, Jesus, sorry, yours got lost.
他说我也说不出为什么，你们就觉得 it's not right， 不
对。And then the little boy said, after I said that, something inside my heart just felt that wasn't right.
为什么掉的是 Jesus， 不是你的呢
？Why is it what it was lost was Jesus and it wasn't mine？
所以他说我里面后来就顺服了，我就把那个奉献了。
He said, then I obey and I took that coin that I had and I offered it in the box.
哦，那爷爷好高兴，抱着他又在奖赏他。
And Grandpa was so proud of him. Grandpa rewarded him.
弟兄姊妹，其实你真进入新生命的时候，生命是有感觉的。
My brothers and sisters, when you enter into the newness of this life has a feeling within.
所以从你们今天开，从你们信主开始，其实在我们的生命里面。我们一定会有新生命的感觉在我们里面。
So the moment that we are regenerated, we have this newness of life. This life has its senses.
虽然可能圣经不熟
or perhaps you don't know the scriptures very
well. 可能从来没来过教会多久，但是这些都不是重要的事情。
You haven't been at church for a long time, but none of these things are that important.
一个再小的生命，它都有生命的感觉。
No matter how small the life, that life has its senses.
我拿三瓶白粉放在孩子们面前，这白粉不是 drug 哈，不要误会。
If I take three veils and put them with a white powder. They're not drugs before a kid.
一个糖，一个盐，一个是消炎药磨成粉啊，三个都是白的。
Sugar, salt, antibiotic that's been crushed into powder. I put it before a child.
你让一个小孩子才一岁，你让他去试试看。
You let a child who's 1 year old and have him try it.
他到头来他一定喜欢那个糖的。
At the very end of his trial, he will always pick the sugar.
他会说还要。
He will say, "I want more."
咸的、苦的，他都不要。
But that was salty. That was bitter.
对不对？因为他再小，他没有知识，可是他有感觉。
He has no knowledge of any of this, but his life has a senses.
所以新生命在我们里面的时候，他是有感觉的。这个生命虽然幼小，但是他有感觉的。
This new life, though it may be immature, but it has a senses. It can feel.
所以圣经上告诉我们要照着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So that's why the scripture says, "According to the anointing of the Spirit, dwell in." Christ.
所以我们信了主，如果我们做了不讨神喜悦的事，里面没有感觉，其实都是一个危机，都是红灯啊。
So, brothers, if we acknowledge that we believe in Jesus, yet we do not have these warning lights that goes off when we do something that is wrong, that is sinful, that is telling us there's something wrong with our lives.
我列的经文虽然没有空讲，但是请大家可以回家。
I don't have the time to go through every single verse. I really want to ask everybody take the time to go through it as you go.
第二个，我所要见证的救恩是见证我脱下的旧人穿上的新人。
And I want also testify and signify that what I have put off the old man, that I put on the new man.
我不仅仅在我里面有新的生命，有感觉。
And not only is there a sense of this new life within me.
而且在我外面的生活，我会有不一样的生活。
But outwardly, my lifestyle, my living, they will be different.
因为什么样子的生命就过什么样子的生活。
Because whatever life that we possess, that life will live out that lifestyle.
所以加拉太书三章二十七节，他说：“你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。”
And so Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 says, "For as many as you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ."
有两个这个。比喻可以让大家了解啊。
There are two illustrations that I can give to help you understand this a little better.
假如在这边有三桶不同的油漆。
There are three buckets of paint.
有金色的，有红色的，有黑色的。
There are gold, red, and black.
我现在把我的手放到金的这个油漆里面出来的时候，我就披戴的金色，对不对
？If I put my hand into the one that is gold paint.What I bring out, what you see is a gold hand.
我把孩子的玩具如果放到这个红色的里面拿出来的时候，它就披戴了红色，它变成红的了。
We take a child's toy when we put it in the bucket with the red paint. When we take it out, the whole thing is red.
所以今天你们受浸放到水里面，当你水里面起来的时候，你就开始披戴基督了。
And when you are immersed in this water and you are brought out, now what you carry is Christ.
别人看到我们，我们身上最大的特色就是我们所进入的基督，对不对？
The greatest characteristic is that now you have entered into Christ.
那第二个 illustration 啊，第二个
the second illustration.
就穿上衣服，他说披戴基督。
And this notion of putting on clothes.
圣经上每次讲到衣服的时候，都讲到我们生活的见证。
And every time the scripture mentions clothing, it talks about our testimony, the testimony of our lives.
衣服也讲到我们特殊的这个身份和地位。
And clothing also talks about our stature and our position.
所以旧约祭司他们要找礼服，要穿礼服。
So the Old Testament for the priest, they have to wear an ephod.
今天假如说。郭浩弟兄啊，他是个警察。
Let's say today, brother Robin, he is a cop.
假装了哈，他比警察还大。他穿着一个工作服、短裤在那边修东西，跟你打球，你不知道他是谁。
So when he is in shorts and T-shirts and he's playing ball with you, you perhaps you don't know who he is.
等到他一穿上。警服穿上军服，别人就知道哦，在他身上带着权柄。
The moment that he puts on a cop's uniform, now all of a sudden we know that he possesses authority.
他有执法的权利了。
Now he now has the authority to administer and to administer to the law.
你进到医院，你在候科室里面等，谁进来你都不太在乎。等到一个穿白袍的进来，你知道他是医生。
And in the waiting room in the hospital, people would come through the door one after another. Perhaps you don't care, but the moment when a doctor comes through with his gown, now you care about him.
所以我们披戴基督，一方面说到我们的生命。我们的生活要能够见证荣耀他。
When we put on Christ, on the one hand, our lives has to be able to glorify Him.
另外，我们是基督的代表了。
On the second hand, we are representation.
因为我们披的是基督啊。
Because what we put on is Christ.
所以圣经上才会讲到我们一举一动要有新生的样式。
So that's why the scripture says that no matter what we do, there should be the newness of life.
这是一个新的生活。
So this is a new way of living.
所以在这里他不光讲到我们披戴的基督，他说你们要脱去从前行为上的旧人。
So the scripture tells us you need to put off concerning your former conduct.
然后穿上新人。
And then put on the new man.
虽然并不是我们一得救以后永远再也不失败。
It's not to say that once we are baptized, we're saved, we'll never fail again.
但是我们这一生里面要操练的一个功课就是我脱去旧人，心智改换一新，然后穿上新人。
But our entire life, every single day of our walk, we have to exercise the putting off this old man and put on a new man and walk every single day with Christ.
我决定相信大家每一天都在经历脱衣服穿衣服，对不对？
And I know every single one of us, we experience this taking off our clothes and putting on clothes.
很少人一个礼拜从来不脱衣服。
Very seldomly does one person go through the whole week without changing his clothes.
以前我听到一个弟兄，连长弟兄，他说他的 roommate 懒到一个地步，他的毛衣，一天是正的，一天是反的。
And there was a brother, elderly brother, he said that he actually roomed with someone who wear the same sweater inside out.Right side, whatever.
难到地步，今天是正的，穿完脱了是变成反的，明天就穿反的，后天又穿正的。
So Monday he wears it one way, Tuesday he flips it and wears it the other way, and Wednesday he flips it around, wears the right way again.
他根本不在乎别人怎么看他。
He didn't really care about how people viewed him.
但是我们基督徒，我们要非常在乎我们在人面前的见证。
But we as Christians, we do need to care about our testimony before men.
脱去旧人。
We need to put off the old
man. 我的衣服脏了，我就要脱掉它。
When the clothing is dirty, we need to take it off.
我不可能放了满身番茄酱，我现在站在这里跟你们讲道。
It would be impossible for me to stand right here with my suit full of ketchup.
当我注意到我被玷污，我脏了，我需要在主的面前，我的心智要改换，我要脱掉旧人，穿上新人。
When I know that I am dirty, I am defiled, my mind needs to be transformed. It needs to have this notion. I need to take it off.
所以，在我们人生的路上，我们一定会有失败，一定会跌倒，一定会有玷污的时候。
And as we go through life's journey, we will have time of failure. We have times where we are defiled, we are corrupted.
但是，什么时候被玷污弄脏了，什么时候我就脱下它来。
Whenever we are dirty, we realize we need to take it off.
让我在什么时候穿上新人。
And at that very moment, we put on Christ.
所以整个基督徒是一个成长的人生。
So a life for a Christian, every single day is a day of growth.
第三个在这里所表明的救恩是表明我跟世界、跟整个黑暗的权势、跟旧造的世界，我再也不属于他们。
Thirdly, we testify that when we are baptized, it signifies that I no longer belong to the world.
圣经用以色列出埃及。过红海表明受尽。
The Old Testament uses the Exodus passing through the Red Sea as the typology of baptism.
表明我跟世界是分开来的。
It speaks of the fact that I am separated from the world. I'm separated from Egypt.
弄挪亚一家八口进了方舟，然后洪水下来审判全地，表示我们跟旧造整个旧造的世界是分开来的了。
It uses the typology of the time of Noah, where the flood came. It speaks of the salvation where I am separated from the old creation.
同样，保罗也告诉我们，我们从黑暗的权势中被救出来。归入爱子的国度，是一个光明的国度。
So Paul says that we are also now have been brought out of this kingdom of darkness and conveyed into the kingdom of light of the beloved Son.
让我们脱离了所有仇敌在我们身上的权势。
That we may be set free from all the bondage of the evil one over our lives.
我从小到大看到很多这个在受浸里面，或是听过。很明显的一些的经历和见证、
啊、And growing up, I've seen a very vivid testimonies of people who go through this baptism and the change in their lives.
当然有的人那天静下来起来的好像天开的一样喜乐的不得了。
And some people, when they are baptized that particular day, when they came out of the water, there was a joy that is unspeakable.
啊，不是每一个人起来都这么喜乐。像我有五个哥哥，中间有一个哥哥，他就那天受浸完，整夜都睡不着觉，他高兴的不得了、啊、
And one of my brothers, after he was baptized, he couldn't sleep that entire night because he was just so joyous.
所有忧愁叹气都逃避了。
All sorrow, all the pain that they all fled from him.
啊，我们教会有一个弟兄，他是最后进池的，因为他自己身上有很严重的皮肤病啊。
And I also remember there was a brother.He was the last one to be baptized that day because he actually had some skin disease.
他说好像莱曼一样，他进到水里面出来的时候，他病好了。
And that particular day when he was baptized, he came out of the water. He was like Naaman, his skin just cleared up.
还有很多人在浸池里面就被圣灵充满，整个人哭起来，喜乐的不得了，圣灵浇灌他。
And there are people who are standing in the baptismal pool, and the Holy Spirit would fill them, and they would just overcome with the Spirit of God.
还有人原来被黑暗权势辖制的，每夜做噩梦。恶魔来压制他，压迫他。
And there would be those who would have nightmares every single night because satanic spirits would just be, a demonic spirit would just be hovering over them.
当他受浸起来的时候，再也没有这些经历了。
And the moment they are baptized, after they're baptized, these things have fled from them.
整个黑暗的权势被埋在水里面去了。
The power of darkness has now been buried under the water.
他跟他的过去再也没有关系，他在基督里是一个新造的人。
He no longer has anything to do with his past because he's a new creation in Christ.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
Everything old has passed.Passed away, everything has now become new.
弟兄姊妹，主把我们放在基督里，这是太荣耀的事情。
This is a glorious thing when the Lord hides us and puts us in Christ.
前两天做见证，举了我们中间不久前被主接去的一个长老姊妹，我叫她张师母。
There's a sister Zhang. She passed away not too long ago.
我跟于师母在1982年进到红木城教会的时候，她那时候在那边，她非常爱主的一个老姐妹。
In 1982, with Pastor Nancy and I, we were pastoring over a fellowship in Redwood City. She was a sister that was with us already.
她说她年轻的时候正好是对日抗战啊。
And when she was young, China was fighting the Japanese.
她说那时候年轻的女孩子都要非常非常小心，因为很可能被抓去强暴了。
And young women at that time, they really need to be careful because they could easily be enslaved and be raped.
她说他们。走在马路上，只要听到日本军队的那种脚步声，他们全部都要躲起来。
And when soon as they hear the marching of soldiers, immediately they will hide.
他只要听到日本人讲话，他们全部都躲在里面不敢出来。
As soon as they hear people speaking Japanese, they will all hide. They will not come out.
我的母亲也是这样的，那个日本人到我家来。敲敲门，我妈妈躲在那个房间里面，出来都不敢出来。
My mother told the same story that you know when the Japanese came knocking on our doors, the women hid in the house. They would not come out.
等到八年抗战结束的时候
，and after 8 years of war with them, and the war came to an end.
收音机上都听到日本人已经投降了，无条件投降。
And on the radio, we heard that the Japanese would surrender unconditionally.
大家一面在那里欢乐的时候
，and as everybody was celebrating, everybody was being jubilant.
他说他里面的害怕还是。没有办法出去。当他走到马路上，一听到日本人，他又躲起来。
She says that the fear within her could not be taken away. She was on the street walking. When soon as she hears Japanese, she would hide.
然后他突然被提醒，想起来说日本人已经投降了，所以他又勇敢地走出来。
And as she was reminded, the Japanese have already surrendered, then she would come out of her hiding and she would walk.
弟兄姊妹，我们太习惯活在仇敌的辖制，活在旧造里面。
And brothers and sisters, so often we are so accustomed to living under the oppression of the enemy and in the old creation.
所以保罗提醒我们，我们再也不欠肉体的债，去顺从他活着。
Paul reminds us that we are no longer debtors to the flesh, that we will live according to the flesh.
我们今天在基督里，不仅 是新造的人，我们有新的地位。
But not only do we have this new position, as we are new creations in Christ.
我们有新的关系跟神，这伟大的神发生的关系。
We have a new relationship with God, a relationship with the Almighty God.
所以今天是我们来斥责仇敌，赶逐魔鬼，而不是魔鬼来辖制我们。
Today the authority has been given to us that we may cast out, we may control the boundaries of the enemy.
所以哥罗西书说他把我们救了脱离黑暗的权势，迁到爱子的国里。
So Colossians tells us that we've been delivered and saved from the kingdom of the evil one, and we've been conveyed to the kingdom of the Son.
受浸的第三个重要的意义就是我们加入教会的生活。
And then also means that as we are baptized, we are now entered into a church life.
这个圣经的经文里面，在这边列的，像加拉太书第三章。他说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人希腊人，是主的为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督里都变成为一了。
Galatians chapter 3 tells us, for as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因为这里所提到的三件事情都是当时最严重最严重的这种对立分别。
And these three comparisons that are mentioned in this verse speaks of at that particular time the contrast between the two groups.
犹太人跟外邦人。
The Jews and the Greeks.
做主人的跟做奴仆的。
Those who are slaves and those who are masters, free.
男人或女人。
Those who are male, those who are female.
这是今天的女人不能了解的。
Women nowadays probably cannot comprehend.
那个时候男人女人的地位差太多了。
The position between man and women are very, very drastically different.
但是保罗告诉我们，借着受浸，我们在基督里都变成一个了。
But Paul says that through baptism, we have all entered into this one.
哥林多前书十二章十三节也说，不管是犹太人、希腊人、为奴的、自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
First Corinthians chapter 12 tells us, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into the one Spirit.
这件事情不管你相信也好，不相信也好，它都发生了。
Whether you believe it or not, these things have happened.
在圣灵的里面，在客观的地位上，我们都被摆到基督的身体里面。
Objectively, we are now placed. We are all placed into the body of Christ.
但是你发现《使徒行传》第二章告诉我们，他不光受洗。门徒添了三千人，他们都开始过教会的生活。
In Acts chapter 2, it gives a very clear illustration. When the 3,000 were saved, immediately they were plugged into this body life.
不光在救恩上、客观上，他们归到了基督的身体里面。
Not only subjectively, they know that they are now brought into the body of Christ.
他们开始过教会的生活，恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
And so they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, and the breaking of bread and in prayers.
所以信耶稣以后，一定要加入。
So after we've come into a saving faith in Christ, we have to plug ourselves into the body life.
在肢体彼此的相爱扶持里面、保护里面，我们一起来成长。
In the care and the love of the body that we continue to grow together.
我们也一起来侍奉神。
And we come together to serve God.
所以一个炭火如果把它从炭堆拿出来，它早晚会冷掉，会灭掉的。
A bundle of coal, we take one out and put it all by itself. Eventually, that coal is going to diminish and is going to be put out.
摆在一起，它自己就是长起来了。
But if together with that pile, it will stay hot, it will stay glowing.
它再冷淡也都会变热的。
No matter how cold it is by itself, it will warm up.
好，那我们现在简单讲一下我们在 SVCA。对受浸的实行。
Very quickly, we're just going to go through the implementation of baptism here at SVCA.
刚才我们已经讲过了，受浸跟擘饼这两件实在是太重要、太重要的事情。
And we mentioned earlier today how important baptism and communion is for us.
它属灵的意义，它在我们身上所带来的祝福和影响是一生之久的。
The spiritual significance and the blessing that it brings about into our lives is something for a lifetime.
所以第一个，我们要求所有受浸的人是要很清楚、很清楚已经接受耶稣基督的救恩。
So all those who are baptized, they must absolutely be certain of the salvation that they believe.
因为我们教会是 believers baptism, 是信主重生得救的人才能受浸。
And our church definitely hold fast to the believer baptism. Only those who are born again, who believe unto Christ, can baptize.
所以我们为什么要有浸前班啊？
This is the reason why we have a series, this class series for everyone.
圣经上没有明说，但是我们需要有。
The Bible doesn't say that you have to have these classes, but we do it.
因为我们要帮助这些自己认为说他要信耶稣的人真正清楚得救悔改 归向神。
Because for those who believe or who thinks that they want to believe in Jesus, we want to take them through a process where they can evaluate and think through, do I truly want to repent and change and come back to God?
因为不仅仅在教会的历史上，就包括今天这个时代。教会里面有太多的悲剧发生 tragedy.
And not only through church history, even in our time and our generation, there are too many tragedies that are happening in Christendom.
这是 John Piper 用的字叫做 tragedy, 他说这是一个悲剧。
John Piper tells us to use this particular word, and it's a tragedy.
就是他明明没有重生得救，没有真正悔改归向神，但是我们却让他以为他信了，甚至为他施洗。
Those who have not truly repented, those who have not been born again, yet weAllow them to be baptized. Allow them to think that they are saved.
等到将来他面临永远审判的时候，他要怪谁呢？
And when they stand before the judgment seat, when they stand before judgment day, who are they going to blame?
他会说那个时候某某弟兄恭喜我说，你还要感谢主，你得到永生了。
He said such and such a brother actually congratulated me and said you have eternal life.
但是我们里面没有真正的接受耶稣做我个人的救主。
But I have not truly received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
我没有真正在神的面前悔改归向他。
As my personal Lord, I have not truly repented and returned to Him.
我只把耶稣当作一个伟人来接受，我只是把基督徒的生活当作一个很理想的 lifestyle.
I receive Jesus as a great man. I receive Christianity as a wonderful lifestyle.
我只是羡慕基督徒的喜乐和平安，所以我愿意，但是我跟主没有关系。
I long for the joy and the peace that Christians have, but I don't really care about this relationship with a God.
所以我们要有进前班，而且我们只接受已经信主的人。
And again, we have these classes for the purpose that people can walk through these things, that they truly have received Christ to be their personal Lord and Savior.
然后我们实行浸水礼。
And then we will administer the baptism.
我刚才已经说的，死得彻底，活得痛快。
And we said that the more thorough is your death,the more joy that you will enjoy in life.
要死就全死，不要不死不活的。
If you're going to die, be dead. Don't be partially dead.
英国有一个国王受浸的时候，他就是留着一只手不肯放到水里面去。
There was a king when he was baptized in England. When he was baptized, he left one of his hands above the water.
为他施浸的就问他说 Majesty, 你为什么不肯把手放进去？
The one who was administering baptism for him asked his majesty, why didn't you allow your hand to enter into water?
他说：“我要留着这只手报杀父之仇。”
And I have to keep my hand to avenge my father, the one who's killed my father.
弟兄姊妹，我们受浸不来这一套，所以今天全部都得下。
Brothers and sisters, we don't baptize that way. When we're baptized today, we're going to be immersed in water completely.
虽然有些教会实行点水礼，有浇水礼，有各式各样的礼，但是我们愿意尽可能的照着圣经上的教导原文字的意思，把大家。
And our church, again, we like to follow as closely as what's demonstrated in Scripture. We like to take a brother and sister, we like to immerse you in water.
而且不光我这么说，我们教会做神家消息报告的弟兄比我还 advanced， 他把你们丢到大游泳池还是海里面哈。你们等一下看那个广告，就是在一个很大的池里面，在那边游泳。
You'll get a chance to see the video earlier. The brother and sister who are actually made this video are bolder than I am. We're plunging you into this big pool.
那个不是我叫他做的，他已经 catch 到了，要死得痛快啊。
And he caught that message where when we die completely.
那第三个，我们主持敬礼的这个人必须是能够代表教会，因为你要加入教会。
And the person who is administering baptism needs to be able to represent the church because you are now added into the body of Christ.
所以我们教会的牧长团队会从 MED 的里面找同工来为大家施浸。
So the elder board that represents the leadership of our church will find someone within the MED group and have them administer baptism.
代表你们受浸了以后愿意加入主把你们摆在的 local 的聚会。
It symbolizes the fact that once you are baptized, you are now plugged into this particular local church, this local fellowship.
有一次我碰到一个年轻的弟兄，他说他自己在 San Diego 去参加一个 mega church。
And there was a brother, young brother that I met. He said when he was in San Diego, he was part of a mega church.
Yeah, 那其实，他说他去参加那个聚会的时候，他非常佩服教会的 senior pastor 那天对着会众讲的话。
And he was he was very moved by what the senior pastor said to the congregation that day.
他说如果你不肯加入教会的侍奉。
And he said to everyone, if you do not want to be a part of the service and the ministry here at this
church. 你不肯在这个教会里面奉献。
If you're unwilling to offer in this church.
他说我们这个教会仍然会欢迎你来，但是请你千万不要对别人说 This is my home church.
And our church will continue to welcome you, but please don't tell anybody that this is your home church.
因为你没有把你真正的 commit 在一个 local church.
Because you have not committed yourself into this local church.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是要你们加入 SVCA 的会员，这绝对不是我们的。
Brothers and sisters, the purpose. Please hear me very clearly. We're not asking you to be a member of SVCA.
但是我们一定要有一个地方的教会，是我可以投身其中。我在这里学顺服，学配搭，我在这里过教会的生活。
But there has to be a local church where you are plugged into, where you're learning to co-work with others, where you're learning how to grow with the body of Christ.
不是像换餐馆一样，吃一吃，过几天换一家，过几天换一家，你永远不会长进的。
You can't go church hopping from church to church just like you can visit restaurants. You'll never grow that way.
那我们也希望弟兄姊妹能够受浸以后就在众人面前做见证，这是我们等一下会看到的。
And we also want everybody before they are baptized, they would confess and testify before everyone of their faith.
我们牧长子同工交通过以后，我们希望能够有一个新的改变，就是让我们受浸完直接就可以擘饼，这是太有福的事情。
And we certainly change our format now that after you are baptized, we will have communion service where brother and sister can partake of the bread and the cup.
在这两件最能够见证主的爱，能够见证与主联合，见证教会合一的这个事情上，我们一起在主的面前进行。
And then we continue to grow, we continue to proceed concerning these two things where it demonstrates and proclaims the love of Christ and the unity of the body.
受浸是神家的大事，所以我们改成早上，也是希望所有的弟兄姊妹都能够一起来参加这样子的聚会，不是下午很多人都不在了。
And baptism is a great thing for the house of God. And we moved in the morning so that we all may be partakers, not just in the afternoon with, you know, maybe a few brothers and sisters.
那我们也希望受浸的人能够看重这件事情，因为教会很看重。
And for brothers and sisters who are being baptized, you will also know that this is an important.
我们来唱205首，赐基督来住在我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart, I want to sing the song together.
我们只唱第一节、第二节跟第四节。
We're going to sing verse 1, 2, and 4 only.
唱到副歌，能够唱英文的就尽量都唱英文哈。
When we come to the refrain, if you're able to sing in English, sing in English.
一二四，其他都随便。
我生命有何等奇妙的大改变，是耶稣来住在我心。我旧目的光辉今朝要我看见，是耶稣来住在我心。是耶稣来 into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart.Joy of my soul, like the sea below soul. Since Jesus came into my heart, 我良心已平安，不再受罪控告。是耶稣来住在我心，我罪恶的捆绑从我身全脱落。是耶稣来住在我心。耶稣来住在我心，是耶稣来 into my heart, like the sea below soul. Since Jesus came into my heart,
我们一起站起来唱。
从今的我全我里面已抱住，是耶稣来住在我心。有甜美爱，不再感生活苦，是耶稣来住在我心。Since Jesus came into my heart, Since Jesus came into my heart, Like the sea below soul, Since Jesus came into my heartJesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, the joy of my soul like the sea below soul. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
我们有一些祷告，感谢主。
Let's have some words of prayer. Let's come and thank the Lord together. Well, Jesus, we want to thank you. We want to praise you.
Amen.
Yes, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy overflows. Lord, we want to thank you. We want to praise you this morning.
Amen.
Again, oh Lord, this is all for you. We come and say how awesome and how great of a Savior we serve.
Amen.
That you would come and find each and every one of us while we were still in our sins. Oh, Lord, you sought us out.
Amen.
You deliver us. You saved us. May you receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 在我们的心里，我们是良心中，在受罪的同胞，就能够脱离罪的权势。我们来到你的面前，我们实在是感谢你，我们为这个新的生命，我们感谢你，也不是属地的生命，是一个如鹰展翅上腾的生命，我们可以越过地上一切的劳苦愁烦。 一切的拦阻，一切的障碍，我们在你的生命里面，我们都可以越过。我们这个生命，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。我们实在是说，我们愿意像一个愿意被你扎耳朵的门户，在你的面前留在你的门框里，我们再也不愿意出去。我们实在是说，我们感谢赞美你，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
今天不仅仅我们喜乐，天上也充满了喜乐。
So Lord, not only do we rejoice here on earth, but we know there's great rejoicing in heaven.
今天不仅仅你喜乐，你也要把喜乐的灵浇灌给你的儿女。
Not only do you rejoice, but oh Lord, you put your joy in those whom you're going to fill up.
你的喜乐永远是我们心里的力量。For
your joy is forever our strength.
我们特别求你祝福这13位和他所有的家人。
We particularly ask you to bless these 13 brothers and sisters and their family members.
让救恩不仅仅临到他们，也因着他们临到他们的全家。
The salvation not simply come to them, but come to their entire household.
也为着所有已经受浸的弟兄姊妹，我们也向你祷告。
For all of us who are already baptized, we want to come and pray to you.
主啊，何等希望受浸的意义，在我们一生之久都是我们的祝福。
Oh, that the meaning of baptism would be a blessing. For every day of our lives, that in reality it become a living testimony in our lives.
我们也为着今天在我们中间所有还没有信耶稣的亲友们祷告。
And we want to pray for all those dear family members or friends who have not yet come and believe in you.
主啊，你的爱、你的真光、你的救恩，也希望都能够临到他们。
Oh Lord Jesus, your love, your true light. Your salvation will come to them.
让他们有一天，能够尽早的也站在这里见证他们归于耶稣。
Oh, that we pray for the coming of that day where they will also come and testify that they are in Christ.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.